California voters approved the state's three strikes law 18 years ago and amended it to allow for drug treatment diversion programs in 2000, but they declined to make additional revisions 4 years later. Further proposed changes to the measure are on the ballot again this fall in the form of Proposition 36, which campaign spokesman Dan Newman says would restore the intent of the original bill.
It will end severe punishments for minor nonviolent violations, which will in turn stop petty offenders from overcrowding our prisons and draining our resources and allow us to have the space and the resources to lock up the truly dangerous career criminals.
The revisions would ease prison overcrowding in the state, Newman adds, by allowing nonviolent offenders to seek early release on a case-by-case basis.
If their third strike is non-serious, non-violent, and neither of their previous two qualify as well, then they could apply to a judge. And if they could convince a judge that they wouldn't be a threat to public safety, then they could apply to have their sentence reduced to no less than double the normal sentence. So it certainly would remain tough on crime and all sorts of criminals. It would just make sure that you're not throwing away the key on somebody who committed a non-serious, non-violent crime.
Although she has concerns about that retroactive effect, Sonoma County District Attorney Jill Ravitch has not taken a public stance on Proposition 36, one way or the other. But she's not convinced there is a need for it.
There are tools in place to deal with issues regarding discretion, both in charging and in sentencing offenders who come under the provisions of the three strikes law. The district attorney's office will do a review of the individual and his or her history prior to filing, and a three strikes report will be prepared with regard to the appropriate charging to be made and the sentence to be sought. In addition, when the case comes before the sentencing court, the court has jurisdiction to strike these prior convictions in order to reduce the potential sentence for the offender.
Although there were some widely publicized cases early on in which third strike sentences appeared disproportionately harsh for the offense involved, Ravitch says the later adjustments to the law have added flexibility, which is now being put to good use.
District attorneys are using the discretionary power that we have, and the courts also, through a change in the law, are using the discretionary power that they have at the time of sentencing, so that the stories about people who steal golf clubs or pizzas receiving 25 years to life sentences are no longer happening.
The law enforcement and legal world is divided on Prop 36, but Advocate Newman says there's a strong economic argument to be made for the measure as well. He says it could save the state up to $100 million per year.
It actually comes from the nonpartisan legislative analyst's office, and the majority of that, I believe, is from reduced need to pay the housing and the health care costs for this aging group of nonviolent third strikers.
Proposition 36 has received public endorsements from the district attorneys in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Santa Clara County, the NAACP Legal and Defense Fund, and the California Democratic Party. It is opposed by Mike Reynolds, the author of the original Three Strikes Law, the California District Attorneys Association, and the State Republican Party. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.